I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice Series. Today, Pesachim Daf, Tzadi Tes, we're finally beginning the parak, the last parak, Arve Pesachim, that deals with the halachas relevant to the Seder. We discussed the halachas of the Karban Pesach, halachas of Chametz, now we finally get to deal with the halachas pertaining to the Seder on Pesach. But before we begin talking about the Seder, we have to talk about Erev Pesach leading up to the Seder. And the Gemara in today's Daf, Pesachim Daf, Tzadi Tes, Amun Beis, discusses the halachos of eating on Erev Pesach. This year, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there's a unique challenge. The question is, when or how are you supposed to fulfill the obligation to have Shalosh Shudos? Every Shabbos, you know, we're supposed to have three meals on Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos morning, and then the afternoon. After Mincha Gedolah, after Chatzos, you're supposed to eat the third meal for Shalosh Shudos. How are you able to fulfill this obligation when, as a year like this year, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to eat bread after a certain time in the morning? And not only can't you eat bread, you wouldn't be able to eat matzah either. So you can't eat bread, you can't eat matzah, because that's a halacha that we'll get to, that you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So you can't eat matzah, you can't eat bread. How are you supposed to eat Shalosh Shudos? So there are basically three approaches among the poskim. The simplest way to look at this is to say, okay, you're supposed to have Shalosh Shudos, you're supposed to have bread Shabbos afternoon, you can't because it's Chametz, you can't eat matzah either, so you don't have the mitzvah, you don't have the obligation to eat Shalosh Shudos, you can't. Another way, another approach, the Magen Avraham suggests, is that, no, although typically every single Shabbos you're supposed to have Shalosh Shudos in the afternoon, this year when you can't, you should have it in the morning. And therefore, as the poskim all say that you're supposed to wake up early on this year Erev Pesach Shcholias B'Shabbos in order to ensure that you're going to be able to eat the chametz in the time that you're still allowed to, you have to wake up extra early to make sure you're able to have two meals before the Zman Ha'Isser of eating chametz. So you'd have to start off, eat a meal, take a break, and then eat that second meal to be able to wash again, make a new bracha in order to fulfill the obligation of Shalosh Shudos. But then there's another option as well. And that is, as many people are probably familiar, that if you really don't have the appetite and it's very, very difficult to eat bread for Shalosh Shudos, then you could fulfill your obligation by eating fruits or fish or meat. That's also a possibility on Erev Pesach, Shecholias B'Shabbos, that granted you can't fulfill the obligation through eating bread, because it would be chametz or matzah, as we said, but you could still fulfill the obligation of Shalosh Shudos with having fruit or fish, or meat, or any other dish of that sort. Now, many are familiar also that there may be a preference on Shabbos to have a mezonos. If you're not going to be able to wash, you should at least have a mezonos. And if you can't have mezonos, then you would have Shalosh Shudos with fruit. What about on Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos having mezonos Shabbos afternoon for Shalosh Shudos? So the question is, what would be mezonos? If it's chametz, obviously it can't have it. So the post can point out that there's a difference between whether, so you want to say you want to eat gebrachts. You want to eat gebrachts, you make a mezonos on gebrachts. Would there be a preference to eat that for Shalosh Shudos? So the post can point out that it really depends. That if it's a gebrachts cake, you're not allowed to eat that on Erev Pesach, similar to matzah. It retains its status of matzah, and you're not allowed to eat gebrachts on Erev Pesach. However, if it's knedelach, if it was cooked, something gebrachs that was cooked, it loses the status of matzah, and then you would be able to. However, that really brings us back to the Gemara in today's daf, where it says that you're not allowed to start your meal too late in the afternoon. If you're going to have some fruit, then you don't really have a limitation of what time you're allowed to eat an Erev Pesach. You just have to ensure that you retain an appetite in order to be able to eat the matzah l'teyovon with an appetite later on in the by the Seder. But if you're going to actually eat mezonos, if you're going to have the knedelach, or any other cooked matzah, then you have to make sure that you don't eat that past the 10th hour of Shavuos Manius in the day, as the Gemara in today's daf discusses.